Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. Chugging ahead full steam on the government's Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India track, the Indian Railways has awarded projects worth ₹2,211 crore to Hyderabad-based firm Medha Servo Drives Private Limited for procurement of equipment for manufacturing additional rakes of Vande Bharat train sets. The contract awarded by the Indian Railways to the firm is for design and manufacturing of propulsion, control and other equipment for making 44 rakes, having 16 cars each of Vande Bharat train sets. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said yesterday there was evidence a new variant of COVID-19 discovered late last year could be associated with higher mortality. "We've been informed today that in addition to spreading more quickly, it also now appears that there is some evidence that the new variant, the variant that was discovered in London and the southeast of England, may be associated with a higher degree of mortality," he told. Tesla Inc. is gearing up for an India launch, but the US electric car maker is likely to remain a niche player for years, catering only to the rich and affluent in the world's second most populous nation. It's also difficult to see how Tesla's sought-after and expensive autonomous driving features will work on India's congested roads. PUBG, under its new reputation system, has announced it will punish those players who show toxic behavior, including use of abusive language. With the new console update 10.2 version, players will be ranked in 6 levels ranging between 0 to 5. Each player will be assigned the rank depending on behavior with fellow players. This level will be visible in the team finder so that players searching for a teammate get an idea. The leaders of the US Senate agreed yesterday to push back former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial by 2 weeks, giving the chamber more time to focus on President Joe Biden's legislative agenda and cabinet nominees before turning to the contentious showdown over Trump. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Have a great weekend.